progress.
Let's do it.
Oh, what a fight.
Let's do this. Here we have two old broke preachers in chapter 3 on their way to church. I'm going to say it again. Two old broke preachers. They have two nickels rubbing together. But I'm going to tell you something. When the hand of the Lord is on you, you've got more what you need. But my Bible says, I'm going to go a little further in Ezekiel. The hand of the Lord was up on Ezekiel.
Yes,
and God asked Ezekiel, the prophet, can these bones live again? Ezekiel couldn't say yes. And he couldn't say no. He said, Lord, thou knowest. Because God knows all things. I'm talking about, let's do it again now. You know, it's a funny thing. They had that song out, Pastor Clark, about it. Let's do it again. Y'all know what I'm saying? Back in the day. I'm talking about the old time. I'm talking about the time when the old folks used to sit on the gas and chew their back. And they used to have them DIY cold running. Hog head cheap. I'm taking y'all way back. Because I'm old school. And that's the best way. Because the Bible said in Jeremiah 6:16, thus said the Lord, stand in the way and seek and ask for the old way.
Good way. Come on, Pastor. Good way.
Is that on Jeremiah 6:16? Write it down. Is it in the Bible? Throw it out. But back to the church. These old gold preachers was heading to church at the ninth hour. That's chapter 3.
Yeah.
Because Jesus had told them over in John.
Yes, sir.
He said, Peter, do you love me?
Feed my sheep.
What Jesus was trying to tell him, that you're going to die a horrible death, and you're going to go through some stuff. Because Peter had cussed them folks out. You remember that. But then he came and preached to 3,000 souls, and they were saved. Hey, listen. So I'm trying to help you, let you know God can use anything. I call him a junkyard special. And so here we have these two old boy preachers. They had laid this boy at the gate called Beautiful. And I don't know who they were. I guess it was his kinfolks. You know how kinfolks are. They want some money. I don't care if it's crippled, broke, whatever. They want some money. You got to pay these bills. And so that's where it was there. They laid him at the gate. And he was asking for some money.
My Lord.
Over in 3, I'm trying to bring you up the fact.
Yeah.
But I heard Peter and John were together.
Yeah.
See, because Jesus had told them, he said, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you endure with power from the Most High.
Yeah.
In other words, you got to have power to preach the gospel of Jesus.
Yeah.
So Jesus had told them over in Luke, he said, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. And they got the Holy Ghost. See, you got to have the Holy Ghost to preach the gospel. They don't really got to get up there to do this. Go through. Picked out. And so what happened was, Peter and John told those boys. Say, silver and gold, we don't have it. That's in 3. But Peter said, look on us. He gave him something better than money because the boy was couldn't walk from his birth. But they say, in the name
of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Name of Jesus.
Tell it, pal.
What are you doing for y'all today?
Tell it, pal.
I can't wake up for me. You woke me up this morning. Broke me in my sound right now. Put running in my feet. Clapping in my hands. I'll tell you one thing else. The Bible says, I lifted my eyes to the hills. From which took my hair. What? My help. Come from the love. You say
heaven? You're on it,
back to the text now. Let me get back to the text.
Okay. Let me.
What happened was they tripping about 3. I ain't got that much time. They tripping about 3. So over in 4, the Bible says Jesus told those boys. What Jesus said, man. In the book of Luke 12:11 and in the book Mark 13:11. Go read. This is about to be told out. He said, when you go before the council,
yeah,
you not going to premeditate on what you have to say in that house. But Jesus knew what he was talking about. That's what he knew about our lives. That's why I said, I can't help but to preach. Because let me tell you, God's been too good to you, Jesus. I don't know about nobody else. I don't know about, but God's been good to me. And I know one thing, if I have to dance all by myself, I'm going to dance all by myself. The council in chapter 4. Now they went from 120 to 5,000. That's in Acts 4:4. They put them in prison.
Yeah.
They said, well, we can't do nothing but this. You know, it don't take a whole lot of people to have church pastors. Yeah. It just takes two or three and lifting up the name of Jesus. And God will be right there in the midst of it. So now, they say, look what they say, Pastor. They say the ignorant. And the unlearned. We know now nothing has happened. But the ignorant passed away. And the unlearned. But they be with
Jesus.
How do you know when you be with Jesus?
That's enough.
You ain't got to tell nobody you know Rocky Town. You ain't got to say I'm a Christian. You just got to let your life shine wherever God God's place. Ain't no job. I'm going to job. Where them jobs at? Boy, them devil, they all on them jobs. Wait, well, who I'm talking to? Somebody up here. On them jobs. I'm telling you the truth, right? Yeah, I ain't gonna sugarcoat it. I'm gonna tell you just like it is. But the Bible says in St. John 8:32, you should know the truth.
The truth set you free.
So now here we are.
Tell it, pal.
Peter had said, because Peter, you know what thing about Peter? Peter cussed some folks out, but Jesus told him in Luke 22:31. He said, Simon, Simon, I pray for you. Because Satan had desired to sift you as he was. He said, when you are strengthened, strengthen your brother. But let me tell you something. Jesus was in the garden and praying for people because the devil was going, and the devil tried to sift us that week. I want to give him some praise up in here this morning, this evening, and say, thank you, Lord, for praying for me. Took a little time to, you know, pray for me. Because I want to thank God for praying for me. Because I could have been left dead, sleeping in my grave. But God stepped in and helped me. Yeah. Yeah. I know who else I'm talking about. He helped me.
Yeah.
So now, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
In chapter 5.
Yes, sir.
But now, in 4, the end of 4, the people prayed for the apostles.
Yeah.
That they received the Holy Ghost. And not only did they receive the Holy Ghost, that they'll speak the word of God with boldness.
Yes.
And they began to lack one thing. Didn't nobody, you know, lack nothing. Everybody had come, and they came and laid their gift at the apostles' feet. That's in 4:31. Don't read it in the Bible. But now they know in 5. Here they come. Ananias, that. You know, when you lie to God, you feel in trouble. You know, God will get you in that problem. You might come one way, he'll come another way. They lied. But now, in the 13th verse of this chapter, people were so full of the Holy Ghost, the Bible says they brought people out on couches, sick, full of disease. And even the shadow of Peter passing by, healed.
Right.
The Bible said, the Sanhedrin Council, Jesus had told you, you ain't going to be able to take what you have to say. Yeah. So, the Sanhedrin Council, and you would just say, well, it ain't the people, Pastor Clark, that hear Christ and that Jesus.
Uh-huh.
It's the church folk. Them people that drink and wine, they ain't doing nothing. They ain't worried about y'all, us.
That's
they
right.
Trying to get their drink on. And they trying to smoke their weed, whatever. They wasn't trying to kill no Jesus.
Oh, no.
But it was the church.
The
Jews. The Pharisees. They come to him and say, you know, it's one more bit, no.
Yeah.
18 years, 13 chapters of Luke, the other version, bit over.
discrimination, being the 18 years.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And Jesus said, one more hour, Luke. They got mad. Yeah. What they got mad for? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? People get mad with you when you're doing good. So I learned to do good and let them talk to me. Because they're going to tell me to do good.
Okay.
So I'm going to do good and let it know.
That's right.
So what I'm trying to say to you, what I'm talking about, let's do it again. Whatever you're doing for the Lord, keep on doing. Keep on doing. Keep on saying, Lord, some more to tell somebody. Give me some more energy to tell somebody about the goodness of God. Give me some more to tell about what you have done for me. Give me some. Some more.
Yes,
I know the Lord is good.
Yes,
I've tried it myself. All right.
Yes,
he never failed me yet.
Amen. Amen.
But anyway, back to the check. Let me go back to the check. Now, the prison was shit. That's the problem. That's the woods.
Yes, sir.
That's the car.
Yes, sir.
The prison door is shit.
Yeah.
But watch what it says. But the angel, 19, of the Lord, opened the door.
Yes, sir.
They got 16 soldiers at the door. With spear, I can see him. Standing outside.
Yeah.
Kill anybody. Kill a dead dog. Anything. But God. Put it up. Let me tell you something about God here. In the fourth chapter of Luke, in about the 28, 29, 30 verse, Jesus had told him, look, the Spirit of the Lord is up on me. The Lord is anointing the priest to God. No. And he went on to say all that, and they got mad at him, and they tried to throw him off a cliff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he went through. Ain't God good?
Yeah.
Can't feel that, man. How you gonna get? How you gonna be here?
Okay.
You know all about. But back to the chain.
Amen.
Back to the chain. Go stand. Look what the angel said. Go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life.
Yeah.
And he goes on to say, now the prison doors we found shut. Them rats, they going to tell. The standing in the what can happen. You know, you got rats on your dog. Watch everything you do. I'm talking to somebody in here, huh? I'm talking to somebody in here. You got some, even your neighborhood, you got some people watching when you go to your car. Know how many steps you go to get your car. Know how many steps you got.
Go ahead,
man. Y'all looking at me funny, but I'm telling you the truth. I know one thing. They watch me. Watch me downtown. When I get to my car and everything, talk about me. Let me tell you something. If you ain't been lied on, if you ain't been talked about, if you ain't been persecuted,
come on, man.
You can say one thing. If you got Jesus in your heart and you living for the Lord, you're going to be talking about me. You're going to be lied on. You're going to be ridiculed. Because I know one thing. The same people that shake my hand and say, I'm for you, them the same ones that tell me. They have a song called Backstab. Y'all remember that song?
I was talking to my
baby.
Yeah,
Backstab.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that? Oh, back to the text. Let me go.
It said,
then came one told, look at 25. Then, well, I just read, then came one told them, saying, behold, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple teaching the people. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Saying the gospel, they're mad now.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's a lot of mad.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they mad. Oh, Lord. Yeah, they mad.
Yeah.
You know, because they didn't do nothing, but God did something. And when you fight against God, you gon' do. Yeah, you
gon'
do. Watch what happened. And they brought them, like Jesus said in Luke 13, Mark 13 and Luke 12, when you stand before the council, when they had brought them, they set them before the council. They before the council. See, the council is they had money, they had prestige, but they didn't have God.
Yeah.
You know some people like that?
Yeah.
Donald Trump, I know for sure like that.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hell
of a time. I know for sure he like that.
Hell
of a time. And all of them, yeah. Y'all watch that, man. Because the same thing make you glad is going to make you cry. The Bible says in Galatians 6:7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth,
he's going to reap it.
Faithful I know Pharaoh, he thought he was going to get away.
Yeah.
God whooped his brother.
Yes.
Belshazzar, God whooped his brother. Hell, God whooped his brother. And guess what? God will whoop Donald Trump's brother sooner or later. All you got to do is just sit there and watch. Because I know there's a God says hi. Amen.
Yeah.
Man,
tell it, pal.
Back to the text. Back to the text.
Yeah.
The text said, and they brought them and set them before the council.
Right.
And the high priest asked them, saying, did not we straighten? Look what it said. Did not we straighten that they commanded that you should not teach in his name?
Yeah.
We killed him. Mm. We don't want to be bothered with him. That's what they said. That's what the Lord said.
Yeah.
Everybody said that you should not teach in that. And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine. But you just saw people getting healed.
Yeah.
You just saw people being delivered. You just saw people being on alcohol, how they've been delivered. You just saw people that had palsy and they did, and then they were delivered. So why you want to go with these two? And what with two? Peter and John.
Yeah.
They turned the city, Pastor Wood, upside down.
Upside down.
It doesn't take no whole lot of people to get God's business done. You know, I asked the choir to make a government. That's okay. I know one thing. God is for me. Say the Lord. I pay off after all. I don't care who you is, what you is. Serve the Lord. I pay off after all. No. I ain't shucking in jazz. Because God don't take no, like the motherfucker said, I'm not taking no wooden nickel, not these days and times. Because y'all know death is like, in your hand now.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
and when you close your eyes, you lift your eyes up again, you're going to either be in hell or hell.
Yeah.
I don't know where you're going. I want to be where the streets are paved with gold.
Yeah.
I want to be where there's peace. I want to be where there's peace. I want to be where there's peace.
Yes,
you want to go there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go there where the devil is. Too much hot. It's hot. Man, I was cutting the grass there. I was sweating like I was going to the electric chair. Oh.
Good,
man. How about here, boy?
Good, old man.
Oh, look at here. I hope I don't go there. I'm trying not to go there. I won't go there.
Well, I'm good.
Yeah. Look what it said. Peter and John, 29. Peter and John. And the other apostle answered, said, we ought to obey God.
Rather than man.
Yeah.
Right. See, I see Peter and John say, we saw him at the cross.
Yeah.
We saw him make brother hands holy.
Yeah.
We saw him open blind eyes.
Yeah.
We were there when that woman had an issue of blood for 12 years and touched the hem of his garment. He said, somebody touched. And Peter said, you mean to tell me all these people? He said, I know this touch here.
Yeah.
I know this will touch here.
Yeah.
I know somebody touch. And she killed him and brought him and tell him all troubles. And watch this here. Now watch this here, baby. Not only that she had an issue of blood, because all of them got issues.
Yeah.
But anyway, let me go through that for you. Let me tell you something else. Another thing that happened. She had 12 years of bad luck and trouble, but I heard that Jairus had a little daughter 12 years old. Then Jesus in the 5th chapter of Mark, if you want to read. And then Jesus was dealing with that lunatic boy living in the graveyard. I know God can handle your situation. Whatever you're going through this month, God.
Yeah.
God's help, man. Oh, shut up, man. Turn your midnight to the beat. They had a song out, Pastor Clark said, clean up woman.
Yeah.
Wipe your brow for that song.
Like all you do. Clean up woman.
But I know a clean up man. You heard what Betty White can do.
Yeah.
I know a man
that
can make good hand hold.
Yeah.
I know a man
that
can turn.
That's all right,
man. As I close out.
That's all right.
Ain't gonna be long, bro. Let me tell you guys. Look what happened.
That's all right.
Peter said in Acts 5:32,
He said, we are witnesses of these things.
Yeah.
And so also is the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey him. In other words, we full of the Holy Ghost. And when we full of the Holy Ghost, you can't do nothing against us. Because God got his hand on us.
I'll show you how it is. I'm going to get ahead of myself, Pastor Clark. If you look down a little further, here comes Gary,
doctor of the law, full of the spirit, educated, and told him, said, look, leave these boys a little space. Because it's many people that done all this kind of stuff, and you know it lasts a little while. He said, but if you're fighting against these boys and they are God, you ain't fighting against them, you're fighting against God. And your hand. Your hand is too short to fight against God. So I just want to thank the two of you. Notice that God is. I say God is. My heritage is coming. God is.
Come on, fix that thing, pal.
A skeleton in the time of storm. I know that the Lord did it because he lived down on the inside of me. Can I get over with you?
Yeah, no.
You see Jesus?
Yeah.
My elderly brother.
Yeah, no,
I said Jesus.
Right
the one that went out on Golgotha's hill. Heard it one moment. They found him in the temple. I think that was in St. John chapter 8. Teaching the people. And yet they come wounded, bringing the one that had been caught in the dark. And Jesus didn't answer nothing. Kept on right in the rock. Kept on right in the dirt. But after a while, I heard the whole mix, mix, and mix first. They left one by one. And the woman was standing there with Jesus. And I heard Jesus say, where that you? She said, I don't know. She said, I don't know where he at. He said, I don't choose you. Go and sin no more. And God, all right. And he all right. I don't know about you, but I know one day he came in the church and said, the spirit of the Lord is up on me. He anointed me to preach the Bible and sent out the captive free. And I heard, he closed the book up and gave it back to the river and sat down. And I heard they tried to throw him off a cliff. But Jesus, I said, but Jesus, the ark and the spirit of our faith, he sat down and gave the book back to the river. Thank God, all right. I said, ain't God, all right. Hey, y'all. Ain't he all right? Pastor Clark, I'm just doing it. But ain't he all right?